Brian Jones here in Thorough, Ohio, where the hard northern polar bears facing the north Baltimore Tigers. We'll take a quick break here when I come back for a while about the hard northern polar bears. You're listening to your radio at 95.3 WQCN.
We'll be right back.
North Baltimore Tigers. Let's talk a little bit about both teams again. We gave you some of the stats for our win-loss column, but let's talk about some of the matchups. You know, you're looking at Harden Northern started five seniors, and we look at a team here for North Baltimore that they have two seniors on the roster and nobody above a freshman or sophomore outside of that. So, Devin, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, actually, I think Harden Northern does have that upper hand when it comes to the experience level. However, as you mentioned it before, we went on air, North Baltimore does lead this rivalry 14-5. So I think this is some of Harden Northern trying to get that revenge here.
Yeah, you know, and one of the other things we were talking about, you look at Northern, I guess Harden Northern will make it clear for everybody. They've got 6'4 guys. We're looking at North Baltimore. Their tallest player is 6'1, and then they have another player at 6', and everybody else does 6' on the team, so a very guard center team.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's on the intriguing. You know, we look at them once you walk around, so we're back onto the court. Fort Norman definitely does have the height advantage here tonight.
Yeah, and so we were talking about that they're going to play from the inside out a little bit, working down to the post. So for a minute, 39 away from game time, we're going to go back to it for a work from our sponsor here with your region, your radio, and Cycle 3 on ATN.
Send money to friends or family? What about to personal accounts at other locations? Need to make a payment at Quest from another bank or credit union? Go to questfcu.com/payoptions to learn more. We are rolling out new ways to pay anyone and to pay yourself. All free, all available at Quest Federal Credit Union. Membership eligibility required? Quest Federal Credit Union. Explore the possibilities. NCUA insured. Equal opportunity lender.
HSP. HSLC, Infinite Opportunities.
We'll be right back.
hard here for the Titans pass around. Maybe the team got to give up short moving like they had any problems with the pressure before. All right, ball back in. Goes over to number 11, Brody Walsh. He's up top. He's started by the Walls for the Polar Bears. Kicks it over to number 1, Oakman, for the first minute. Has ball screen up top. He pulls it back up. Drops in the pit. Ball goes over to Walsh. Back at the wall. For those of you joining us, we started last year, but just to reiterate to you that there's still 101 affected us today. And now there's a 5,000 per quarter reset every quarter, so 2,000 at the line. So pulled 101 out of the promoted too much here. Now, the fact that you're calculated is that you're doing and you make it, you can get your time. If you need two, three, get to it. But just to let you know that you're going to be doing a little bit differently with your job. Polar has 5,000, hybrid has 4,500. That makes the second of two. Ball comes in, takes out the small drive into the hoop, kicks over the side of the ball curve. Whether he travels, it's going to be 5.47 left. He wants the polar bear to do it for 3 minutes. The ball gets played in 4.47. They're rolling it up. They're going to number 22. That new price he has at each polar. He's going to do a drop back free throw. So good. And that's his first quarter play. All right. That one brought to you by Lee Ball. We're going to throw back to the tape for a word from our sponsor. Your reason. Your radio. 95.3. Thank you.
looks to dump the ball over the far side. They get the thrown off Polar Bear. Great hand there by the Bear. Comes back over, right past the ball, picks it up top, goes over to number three, and he dumps it down and blocks that contact ball. And that was right. He used the shot. He's going to be on the line for our middle high energy Falcons. So that he's kind of the one of his own. By Hopkins, Hopkins set a great guy up to the second.
all over. Back to Clark over on the far side. It's going to be covered by Riley Newton. Back over to Hernandez. It's back over to Wolf. Wolf drives it. Take it back to Hernandez. Hernandez with a three. Bounces in, bounces out. He can't buy one tonight. Nice rebound there by Luke Longo. He's putting it in. We're going to get a full timeout, folks. We're going to throw it back to Jason here. Let's see your reading. Your reading. I invite you to do it.
Looking for the perfect location to host your next party? Whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hey, good evening, everyone. You're listening to Ryan Yoakam and Devin Miller, and this is the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show here on WKTN. And it is the Hard Northern Polar Bear taking on the North Baltimore Tigers. And let's talk about that first half, Devin. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Hard Northern Tigers. Let's start with them first. That's the home team. Ben Wilson is on fire right now. He's leading 10 out of the 29 points that Hard Northern has. North Austin not too far behind him with 7. North Baltimore was a super short leading with 6 points. Right behind him with 2 points apiece is Commander Ferdinand and Luke Long. You mentioned the previous show, you know, Ferdinand is their lead score Hard Northern here because shutting him down is forcing North Austin.
Yeah, and so one of the things I always talk about as well is basketball is about even distribution of scoring. And you want to see more than one guy being your point guy right now. And so the other part of that is that if you get 3 guys to double this, the right score, more times than not, your team is set up to win. And right now we see Hard Northern doing that. We've already got a guy double this, another one close to it, and 3 other guys with 4 points. So they're really tight end. Unfortunately for North Baltimore, they're going to score at 6 in the first half. They only have 10 points. Their high point chance for the season has 2 points. So they've done a great job of getting shutting him down here by the Polar Bears. So it's going to be interesting to see what North Baltimore does to try and pull first half to the back end of the second half.
So if I were, I want to bring you back to your basketball days, actually. You're the coach, right? I'm going to hit Baltimore. So you're Joey Hagmeier. You're in the locker room right now. What are you telling your guys?
Okay, so first thing first is just a half. If they can do it to you, you can do it to them. So be ready to go out there and score. We know we can score. We need to get the ball in the hands of our team. So that's one of the things I've got. How do we create better offense to get these first three? The other side is how do we set them down? Their pressure is hurting us and it's putting a lot of pressure on the front end as we bring this to call. So I want to maybe throw a trap back at them and see if they can take what they can get and put some pressure on their guard and see what they can do and then drop into that 2-3 zone because I know I've got a short chance and I want to get my guys rest and see if they can do it and make them see that. We know that the Polar Bears haven't been hugely successful from the outside, but I haven't created it. I don't think they have one yet. And so I just put that zone and extend their offense out and make them perfect from the outside.
Right, right, absolutely. I think there is more of a force that now don't want them in. And if you go to that ball before the game even started, like everybody utilized that inside, and they're dealing with that super sucking tonight. I wonder if you have to pull forward the outside. I know on the flip side, you're in with Cardinal. What are you telling your guys right now?
Keep doing what we're doing. You know, you're up 19 at the half, and you're not in foul trouble. Everybody's scoring. The ball's distributed. Just keep it up. Keep doing what we've been practicing. You guys do it great. And that's what you're doing from a coach's perspective.
One of those things, you know, don't want to take your foot off the pedal or they're out. You know, keep yelling. 5 minutes now until
So, folks, you're listening to your Superior Credit Union halftime show. So, we're going to throw it back for another word from our sponsors. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3
Location to host your next party, whether it's an anniversary, graduation, birthday, or retirement party, let the Little Chicago Room provide you with the space you need. The Little Chicago Room in Kenton's premier party location, conveniently located on 68 South. Call 419-675-2283 or visit littlechicagoroom.com to schedule your event.
Welcome back to the Superior Credit Union Halftime Show. We're live at Hardin Northern High School, where the Hardin Northern Polar Bears lead the North Baltimore Tigers 29-10. It's halftime, 2 minutes, 45 seconds left, and the Polar Bears are halfway spread out here. We've got a 19-point lead off the column this year, and they look like they're still just ready to keep doing what they're doing. Well, absolutely, yeah. We're going to take a second to look at the upcoming schedule for Hardin Northern Polar Bears and the North Baltimore Tigers. We get 4 points. So on the road, the quarter awesome, they're 0-3 on the season. Then the next day, they're going to be home against Arcadia, they're 1-1 on the season. Then you got a couple days of rest, though, on the 28th, they're at home, they're also 0-3 on the season. And what do we have from North Baltimore? So this is one North Baltimore, you got on the 14th, they're against West Carolina at home, they're 0-3 on the season. On the 12th, they're home against Sheldon again. They're 1-2 on the season, and then the day after the 21st, take a trip to Alanis, who are 3-1 on the season. Alanis, that's a spot. All right, folks, we're going to throw it back for one more word from our sponsors. You're listening to Your Region, Your Radio, 95.3 WCCO. Hey, welcome back to Hardin Northern High School. We're getting ready to start the third quarter, and this second half is going to be brought to you by HSL. And so it looks like it's going to be the Polar Bears in down the ball, and it's going to be Stewart with the ball. He's going to be throwing the ball over to Hobson. We're going back to a 2-3 zone. So maybe Coach Meyer is on the same page. Right, Hobson with the ball, goes over to Stewart. He goes through to Hobson. Hobson has back there, doesn't see it. And that's going to be open. Right, no. I was going to say they got all that over back. I wasn't sure if he kind of missed the deflection there. So a little bit of a communication problem there between the Polar Bears. So it looks like it's going to be Clark inbounding the ball here for the Tigers. Clark has it. He pushes it over to Walton. Walton guarded by number 12, Rossifer. Puts it back over in the hands for Manson. Hopkins has an assignment to guard him, but he's so far done a great job. Ball up top over Clark. Clark has it isolated. He's got Stewart up top now. Rolling down. Going to be over back to Manson. Manson has the elbow. He goes back with over Clark. Clark's driving in. He takes a spin move. Takes a very daring fadeaway, but it doesn't work for him. All right, back over to Rossifer. Rossifer brings the ball up to Clark. He's on the Clark side. He's got Clark on him. He puts it back over to Hopkins. Rossifer with the shot, and no good off the front iron. So still no threes here for the Polar Bears. Walter with the ball, the Tigers. He brings it up. He's got number 12 Rossifer on him. He pulls the ball up dead, but goes over to Kurt Manson. Kurt Manson and Hopkins on him again. Back to Clark. Clark up top. He's got Stewart on him. Back over to Walter. So the Tigers take this out and move the ball, and trying to look for a better opportunity. Polar Bears in a man defense. Ball back over, goes to Long. Long up top. He's looking for it, not looking to drive it. That's Kurt Manson on the wing. Kurt Manson kicks it over. Walter has it. He's looking to drive, but pulls back. Clark has really patient offense here by the Tigers. But great job by the mother. All right, Bert Manson pulls up, and he just not buying well. He's going to get the rim bounced in and out three or four different times. He's just not having his best season. He drops the ball, drives in, pulls it up, goes back up top, and it's going to go over to Wilson. Wilson puts it back over to Stewart. Stewart has it. Stewart to Austin. What a feed. Wow. Great job by Austin. Threads the needle through the paint, gets to Wilson. Wilson puts it in with a legend. 31-10, 6 minutes left here on the radio scoreboard in the first quarter, and Tigers with the ball. Nice rolling move. Tigers can't buy the one. Doesn't matter which side of the court they're on. They're just out for the investment. All right. Polar Bears back on transition. Goes on top of the roster. Roster over to Hopkins. Hopkins kicks it back over to Wilson in the corner. Wilson driving in. He's got seven of the same hitting this one. All right. Back over to Roster. We're having it back to Wilson. And now they're setting back up and moving slow in this facility. Like they're trying to figure out how they want to move this zone of offense here. Wilson puts it back over to Roster. Roster dumps it to a tier wide. Misses the button. But great rebound there by Wilson. He fights for it. Going to draw contact. It's going to be on the floor. All right. So, Devin, they're in that 2-3 zone. Is that effective? Actually, they're calling that one against Wilson. They're going to call that as a control side. All right. Bird Manson in down the ball here for the Tigers. Nobody moving. He kicks it up top along. Long does a good job. He's playing it. It looks like a 2-2 in this game. He must have stopped from action earlier. Bird Manson puts it over on the far side. Goes over to Clark. Clark back up to Bird Manson. He's driving it. He's at the elbow. He likes those elbow jumpers. Goes over to Walter. Walter has it. He's got Clark in the same place over the best people. Diving in. Nice jump. And no good. Just can't buy it. It's going to be an offensive foul there on Walter. He's got somebody in the back. All right, that's their second team foul. We're still 31-10. 4-5 left here on the third quarter. We're on the radio scoreboard. Top to bring the ball on the floor here for the fourth. Wilson going to let a three fly, and good! He turns and he's leading the team down before he caught the ball. And that's our third three of the night, so that's what you want to see when you're setting it. So you can play your guards, get some outside shots, and then make it go after that. So I know Porter is looking to try and hit some of these big hits. You know, you mentioned a few words on what the ball says. You know, you can work them outside. Luckily, they don't make perfect sense. Good drive, good jump stop there by Walter. Just not able to pull down. Walter diving safe to get the ball back in. Sutton has a one-on-one against Fernandez. Pulls it back over. Goes to Roster. Roster going to shoot the three. And flash! And just like that, we said no threes in the first half. We've got back-to-back threes here. Nice job there by Roster. All right, ball in the front. Clark has time. Sutton picks him up mid-court. Draws contact. They're on the floor. Coach for the call. Quick timeout. Yeah, there'll be a 30-second timeout. We'll throw it back to the station for a quick word from our sponsor. Where the Polar Bears lead 37-10 over the North Baltimore Tigers. North Baltimore has the ball. Clark going to be inbounding it. He's going to throw it back over and goes across to Walter. Walter to Bert Manson. Bert Manson, ball squirts out, and it's going to be Polar Bear ball. So far tonight, it's going to seem like anything is going North Baltimore's way. You know, absolutely not. You know, looking at a couple scores from around the area here, from on 9 going their way, Arlington Red Devils are in the Bay Blue Wildcats. 17-17. Wow. 17-17. That's a spike in the middle piece. Didn't do it. All right. Polar Bears back with the ball. Sutton up top looking to jump to Hobson. Clark gets a deflection on it. Roster dies. Saves it in. It's going to throw it off the player, but it goes over to Luke Long here for the Tigers. Bird Nansen now going to bring the ball up the court. Guarded by Stewart. Stewart posts up and gets in front of him. Rebound by Wilson. And Polar Bears throwing the
ball. Nice pass. Thompson just throws a strike, and that is Rossford with the bucket. I gotta love a four pass. All right, diving for it, rolls it, goes over the ball. Ball's gonna hit. Ball in the paint, gonna draw contact from Sutton, and that's gonna be number 10, Jack Clark, gonna go to the line here for the Tigers. So, first or second time for the Tigers at the line here tonight, and second time in this game so far. All right, and so that's gonna be Jack Clark. He's the middle highlight of the foul guy, and we'll see what he can do on the first one. Let's fly in and you shot. All right, Jack Clark has 3 points in the match. Second of two coming. That's coming in. It's going to be Price, and it looks like Newton coming back in for the Polar Bears. And then we've got somebody new coming in here for the Tigers. This will be number 3, Mockingstone. All right, our 33 Mockingstone. He's going to be coming in for the Tigers. Second of two on a mid-Ohio energy foul shot. Up and good. Nice shot there. 2 for 2. All right, sub coming. Mockingstone coming in. And it looks like pressure that Clark ran out, but it's going to come back in. Price has the ball, bring that score here for the Polar Bear. He started over by Walter. Walter over to Rossford. Rossford driving it, kicked it back up top. Wilson again, shot up, no good. Diving for it, Walter gets the ball. All right, Walter bringing it back up before Price guarding him. Polar Bear still in the man. Kicks over to Clark. Clark has Hobson on him. Clark dribbles back around. Hobson jumps back on. Switch transition. He loses the ball, picks it back up, back over to Walter. Walter with Price. He's driving in. He's at the yellow, takes a spin, and he'll go back out. So far, Polar Bear's doing a really good job of stopping the splash drive here from Price. Right, ball on the far side. Pass over to, I think that's the other one. It would be a game right. Yep, Trevor Walter. He has it. He's got a wide open look for three. No good. Ball goes in, bounces over. Price has it. Xander Wilson flying down the court, and he's got a bunny, folks. Wilson is picking him apart. That's 17 points for Wilson here tonight. 41-12. 2 minutes left here in the third quarter against the Lumberies. All right, press coming from Northern. Craft comes up top, goes over to Clark. Clark loses it, but able to regain it. He's back in. Hobson jumps back over on him. Price and Hobson, nice jump into the pass of his ball. Or in the case of his ball. He draws contact, and it's good. All right, that's what they need for a piece of battle. See that big man the ball. 50,000 some of these guys. All right, Seth's coming. Hobson coming out. Stewart coming in. Wilson going out. And Sutton coming in. Here's for the full minute. All right, long at the line. Getting ready to shoot the end. One of the old back to 3-point play here on our mid-Ohio energy foul shot. And plays around no good. Sutton with the rebound. Puts it back over. Goes over to Newton. Has it go to Price. Price driving in. He's got time. Nice drive in the bucket. Great attack there by Price. All right. Clark has the ball here for the Tigers. Price putting pressure on him. Goes over to Ferd Manson. Ferd Manson now getting trapped up at the midline. Able to pass over the top of it. Gets it over to Clark. Clark with some fancy dribbling moves there. Puts it back over. That takes two. Number 11, sorry, I'm getting names confused here because I'm saying somebody. Walter has it back. Walter to Clark. Clark pulls from the elbow off the back iron, no good. Stewart with the rebound here for the Polar Bear. He's pushing. Again, has the open player. Newton with the dive to flash in the bucket. 45-14, 1 minute left here in the third quarter. And Polar Bears are rolling. All right, Devin. What do you do?
Yeah, yeah. The point is, keep it going, right? But if you're North Baltimore, what are you trying to do to stop this wave of linebacker?
I don't think there's much you can do. I mean, we have 56 seconds here. I love the third quarter. Missed half, I mean, four points of third. To Hard Northern, you know, quite a bit.
Yeah, so Hard Northern had 29 more than the half, so they've only got 16 points here in the third quarter. So, Price with the ball, bringing it in 50 seconds left. The ball's going to need to flush it out, and it's going to stay hard more than that. 48-41, left side of the number three, four more times, and then end down the ball. Sutton down to the post, he's going to cut across. Ball's going to kick out over to Wilson. Wilson's got the open three, ultimate shot of the ball, and he's going to draw the contact from Ferdinand. And he's got the left side shot from Ferdinand. I would have said, you know, but
you're at a dance meeting with your board. Would you want to say now say that as a Price with the drive, but ripped away by Clark. Great defense job. He doesn't try to jump on the pickback. Goes over the ball to the ball. Puts it in the middle. Going to draw contact. Going to fall down on the floor. All right, that is the pass on the border. That's their fifth foul. And then it's a little bit. Yeah, that's a big call to do, too. All right, so we talked about that middle one more. That's going to be two shots. And that's going to be also the line to do, too. All right, he takes the first foul, got off the back high, no good. And it is in, so he gets his first point. He's back in the book. All right, inbound over to Hoffman. Hoffman puts it over to Wilson. Wilson looks at the drive. He takes the chance. He's going to get tied up. They're going to call the crowd. Nice job there by Wong. He's playing the game. So he's excited tonight. And then, truthfully, Wong is a big body guy, but he's only 5'11". So he's doing a great job at it. All right, bring in with Wong here to the Tigers. Hoffman on him. Stuck on them all night. Goes over to Clark. Back over to Ferdinand. And Price with the nice steal. Easy layup. Don't miss the deal. All right. Inbound play. Draft coming. Back over to Ferdinand. Now he's got a 3-on-2 advantage. Walter with the ball. Price there. No time left. And that is your third quarter. Folks, we're going to throw it back to the station for another word from Murphy Boston. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WCCN. Finally, get one of the drops. You know, poor guys had a hard beat at night, and that was a drop in my first game. But now he's got to be double the full score. All right, top of the ball goes over to Wilson. Wilson takes the back way to Hoffman. Hoffman up top, gets it back in, and oof, nice little left there by Wilson. That was a good idea. And draft coming against Fernandez, a small up to across the ball. Wilson has five now, and Fulbright is dropping back in again. They're making the point. Rocky first ball is already working. Way up top, near the middle of Wilson's going to drive in. These guys are going to jump stop. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, Wilson, a no out. And saved by Clark, but it's going to come back to the corner. Rocky for with the ball. Puts it across to Wilson. Wilson looks in the corner. He's got Stewart. Stewart takes three. And off the iron, great offensive rebound there by Sutton. Back to Rocky. Rocky puts it across the pocket. Quick pass to the ball up. 47-19 to put it up here in fourth. Back up off to Wilson. Wilson has it. And he basically puts it on his head. Rossiter has it. He's going to chuck it through. No good. Great job there by Seth. Guys out of bounds. Pushes the ball. The ball's poking in. That might be the goal. Coach call a 30-second timeout. We're going to throw it back to the station for a quick word from our sponsors.
Have the Moose Family Center, 420 acres of family-friendly private shop. 801 West Lambert Street, the Camden Moose Office, daily lunch and dinner special. More information on how to become a member by 419-685-0428. Camden Moose Family Center, 420 acres, is a proud sponsor of all of our area sports teams, and all of your hard work is not going unnoticed. The Camden Moose Family Center, 420 acres, has to work all of our area athletes to block the block this season.
Rattles out, so he's over two on that one. Long with the rebound, puts it across the park, park in the corner to Ferdinand Manson. Ferdinand Manson has deadlock on him. Moving, three minutes, not calling it. get something to his knee that would fit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Coach Unpull him. Yes, he is. All right, so that's going to be the other Walter coming in. Ball comes over to Price. Price has it for the pull of it. Puts it back across the set line. Looking at a trap. White, he pulls it back. Kicks it back over to Price. Price driving in. Draws contact. They're going to call that a block on the floor. That's going to be against Clark. That's his fourth foul. So Clark, going to be a major get out of this game, but I don't think it's going to matter whether he's in there.
Absolutely not. You know, that's the first thing you know.
Oh, they called that on number 10. Okay.
That's not Minnesota.
Yeah, that's out here for the game. Yeah, he's fouled out. And then we have coming in. Let's see. That's going to be number 12. Ramirez. So Ramirez in ball passed in, goes across. Deadlock has it, pulls it back across. Goes over to Clark. Back across. He pulls ball up. Good defense in back to Deadlock. Deadlock drives in. Jump stop. Looking back outside. Pulling back over. Drive in. Up and over and in. And nice shot there by Cook. That's a big power control play. And that's what you like to see from the other guys coming off of it. Clark has the ball. He's going to take it into the middle. He drives in. Pulls up the buddy. And he finally gets one to fall from it. He's been shooting the ball night. And he's having been working for him. All right. 51-21. 3:47 left. Price kicks the ball in the corner. Shot up from Cook. No good. Ball off the air. Bouncing around. And it's going to stay for a minute. So, you know, normally when you see your bench players get in, it gets a little half-half. They play a little frantically. They're trying to get their points. They're trying to do something in the varsity game. And these guys are playing very well composed for what they're doing here. I'm really happy to see what we've got here from them. Nice ball, nice drive. Unfortunately, it doesn't drop for him. So, Luke Long pulls it back down here for the Tigers. He puts it across over to Clark. Clark has it. He makes a spin move up at the elbow. He's driving in, gets the open shot, and nice work there. And that shows that a little bit more experience against some of the younger players. Price driving hard. He pulls it back. He's going to kick it back over to Cook. Cook has time up top. He's driving in. He pulls back, kicks it back over to Sedlock. Sedlock has it. Wisely keeps it. He's driving around. Back over. Cook has it. Three ball up and no good. Ball kicks along the deflection. Clark has it here for the Tigers. He pulls it back up at the midline. Strike on him. Great defense. They're still going to call the body on him. That's only going to be the second team that talked about how well the Polar Bears do in not fouling and not getting into foul trouble. 2:56 left, 51-23. Great job here by the Polar Bears.
Yeah, I mean, we're on 3 minutes left. You mentioned 51-23. Like you mentioned, you know, the other guys keeping their computer, you're going after the year.
Yeah, that's why you get them in, right? Get them some of this experience. You want them to know what they're doing, playing against some of the higher caliber players. And these guys are doing a great job. I just go to the show how well their coach on both levels, JV and varsity. All right, Sedlock with the ball. He's driving around to the right side. Screen coming, goes back over. So Cook's going to swing it back up top. Goes to Newton pulling the ball back. You know, one thing you're going to do here is just do some clock. And so they're going to pass the ball around back top. Sedlock back with the ball. He's calling out the plays, but there are no questions. Back over to Cook. Basically, we're running a wide extended version of the three-man lead here. Nice guy, though. Cook has it, drops it, an easy bucket. They all in the three for that pass, and then he makes the dive and gets the easy bucket.
You know, 2 minutes left in the game, you know, with this move being coached in the NBA, there is a shot clock. They easily can just pass that around for the next 2 minutes.
And so that's what Coach has to do. You have that guy make that dive. He gets the wide open look to see him, but otherwise you kick it back out on top and reset. And so, like I said, he keeps the play with composure. It's nice to see out of the younger players. All right, so foul on the floor.
Yeah.
So Walton going to inbound the ball. Looks like we got another player coming in here for North Baltimore. That's going to be number 12. Ian Ramirez back in. And we're going to see Malcolm Stern with head now. All right. Long to inbound the ball. Comes across. He's looking at Clark. Nobody there. Somebody's going to have to throw a line. He called 5 seconds. Young guy's able to put the pressure here on the varsity. Great job there defensively.
Sticking it after our game here during our postseason.
Well, right. And that would give our players the game rushed by bringing the plays over up and Sedlock with the ball, puts it back over to Cook to the top. And driving in, he's got the ball back out. All right, Price with it, takes his pocket, Clark on the back. Price getting better. Let him have it. Gets a little bit of a hair ball on Instagram against Mark Price. He's going to draw contact. And now he's going to go to the line. That looks like that one's either against Cooper Price. I'm guessing that one's against Price. All right, let's see what he calls it on. Yeah, that's going to be a foul against Price. That's his third. But Cook's going to be there. All right, so Mark at the line. He's going to be shooting two. First one is up and in. Three shot there by Clark. Back to the Mid-Ohio Energy South. He's going to get into double digits. Second shot up and in. That's 10 points for Clark tonight. Cook looking to inbound the ball. No bigger. Really gets it over to Newton to Shedlock. Clark back over to Price. Price has six. He's going to shut the three. And flat. What a pretty shot. He hit two of those tonight. And he just hits them in stride and in rhythm. And that's a key shot there. That kid's got a stroke. I love seeing it. All right. So Walter with the ball here for the Tigers. Minute left. 56-26. Walter's going to pull one off the glass. No good. Shedlock with the rebound. He's looking up for court to get he's going to turn on the afterburner's drive. Put it in. No good. Wall with the rebound. 56 seconds left. And Wall slowly, patiently bring the ball up the court. All right, back over to Walter. Walter to Clark. Clark has ball outside. He's started by Newton. He's going to make some moves. He's going to pull the three wide open. And no good. Just rattles in, rattles out. I'll tell you, Porter Bears put some magic on his face tonight. And North Baltimore has just struggled with getting the ball dropped.
I'm almost going to say that they've removed and told one right here. Wyatt Miller's for the unshot short for North Baltimore. Speed inside the ball. Going to draw contact. That's going to be a smart play, hesitation, it gets the contact, but doesn't make the bucket. 37.5 left here in the game, and it is 56.5 on your Lumber Radio scoreboard. Long at the white shoot on Mid Ohio Energy foul shot. Long has 4 points here tonight. That went up, no good. Flat foul shot. Got to put some arc on it to get those to drop. All right, second shot coming. Up and no good. Rebound by Cook. 36.5 left. I imagine they're just going to take some time walking down the court and turn 8 to clock. I see Price over there telling him exactly what Shedlock has and puts it across. Clark guards him. He's not on the side of him. Now the ref starts to count. He pulls it up, picks up a dribble, goes over to Shedlock. Shedlock has time 18.2. And he's got Walter on him. Walter's going to make him work for it to kill his clock. 12 seconds left in the game. Shedlock, nice handles. They are able to move and get away from him. Ball back in action. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. 2 seconds. Folks, that's your game. Hart Northern 56. North Baltimore 25. Great job by the Polar Bears tonight. We're going to throw it back to the station for a word from our sponsor. You're listening to your region, your radio, 95.3 WKTN.
Opportunities.
HSLC, Infinite Opportunities.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the Cessna Transport Postgame Show. This is Ryan Jokin here with Devin Miller. And we just finished that game again at Harden Northern, where Harden Northern really put the screws to North Baltimore. Devin, thoughts on the game?
I mean, absolutely dominant performance right here, I would say, by Harden Northern. You know, both of these teams coming in pretty even when it comes to the stats, you know, coming in here tonight. And Harden Northern had 50.7 points a game, and North Baltimore had 43 points per game. You know, pretty even right there on the stat sheet.
Yeah, and so let's talk about a couple things that were different there. And so what I would say is Harden Northern's defense was wonderful. And I want to put some credit out to the JV squad as well. JV won their game 44-6. I believe they held them scoreless through the first half. And, you know, walking into halftime with no points, North Baltimore had to be just reeling there in that JV game. But if you're looking at it combined, that's 31 points between two games that the Polar Bears held the Tigers game. That shows that Coach is working these boys, and they're willing to put the work back in for them. Because to do that on defense, you're working your show. And I'll tell you, I give him credit. Coach has really got a good squad here.
Well, absolutely. No, I'm just, as you mentioned, on the JV, the 44-6, yeah. Actually, yeah. It was at one point they were going into the fourth quarter with what Baltimore was. Just made a total effort by the JV, and even the people that were coming off of the bench there in the fourth quarter during the varsity game as well.
Yeah, and you know, let's go back to the varsity game. That's what you folks listen to at home. We'll talk about it. So it was really an inside dominant game. I mean, we did have some hitting hardware, 3-pointers. We talked about Price hitting some inside, had a beautiful stroke on his. We also saw Wilson hit a couple there. So they had some outside shooting, but predominantly it was flashy inside play that won this for the Polar Bears tonight.
And that's exactly what we expected to see here from.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about players of the game, right? So we've got our Root Lumber home player of the game. So for our home team, Devin, who do you have here tonight?
Yes, for home team, I'm going to have to get Vanderbilt. Led the entire game for both teams, you know, getting 19 points. He wasn't just a shooter, though. He's very good ball distributor and very good on the defensive side.
Yeah, and so that's one of the things I would say. Is that I wouldn't have guessed he had 19 points blocking this play. He was a very smooth scorer. Where you know, he was so involved in so much different facets of the offense that it wasn't just him outside shooting. I mean, he was diving, he was reaching, he was doing everything he could. And I mean, on top of just being a player of the game, he was a hustle player of the game. Like, that kid put everything he had out there. And so, to that same extent, we're talking about the plays over a kid, a wave player of the game. And who did you pick for that one, Devin?
Yeah, you know, before the catch came Reed as well, we picked Cooper Clark. The Glazers have been playing.
Yeah, and that's another kid that just was out there giving everything he had. You know, what I talked to my son about basketball, I'm telling him, I said, if you never get on the court, if we have to drag you off at the end of the game, that's okay, because I want to see that kind of effort from you. And I think Clark had that kind of effort tonight. I know that kid's been that wall of frustrating bus ride home, but he's keeping his head up high because he's playing his ball tonight.
Well, absolutely, no, I can agree with more of that.
Folks, we're going to go back to the station for another word from our sponsor. If you're listening to your region, your radio, that is 5.3 WKTN.
We'll be right back.
come back here to the transport station. And we're just ready to have it. So we want to talk about next Monday at 5:30. It's going to be Christmas. Ladies over to USC, Lady Grant, and you're going to have Brady Haynes and Martin on the call. And Brady Martin's going to bring Burns back in the studio. That was at 5:30. Yeah, that was
not really. I mean, obviously, you know, we just wrapped up this final score. And as you mentioned, you know, Marshall was tuning in and connecting with him. And most of all, it was